I would say one of my favorite 4th of July memories would be when the kids, Kanisha and Carter, were out front of the daycare down on the front street by the park, and just throwing candy and running out and getting candy, and then also like when the floats, where they have like the halibut hanging with the fishermen and just dragging this halibut down the road. Oh, also I like when you always see Cohen Phillips in that old Jeep. It says God Bless America on it.
I was down in Washington, and my dad was pulling out the trailer and getting the boat and everything. And then when we were backing out of the trailer park, there was a big bear, and my dad ran out of the car, and I was left there alone. So I was kind of scared.
What was your dad running out of the car to do?
Run away. But he forgot me.
How old
So
were you?
I was about 4. So I didn't know what to do except for say hi to the bear.
Well, my favorite 4th of July memory has to do with being pleasantly buzzed after dinner on Lake Winnipesaukee in New Hampshire, and somebody suddenly saying, "We need a raspberry pie." So we all geared into action, and I made the pie crust while everybody else went out and picked a whole bunch of raspberries. And within about 2 hours, we made the evening perfect.
So my favorite memory is being back home in California with the mountains, and we had these fireworks shows that are over the lake. And so you hike up to, you know, 5 mile trail and then watch the fireworks and reflection off the lake.
Well, basically for me, it'd be experiencing the 4th of July for the first time in this country. It was all new for me. The fireworks and the parties and guys doing crazy things with the fireworks that they shouldn't have been doing, I guess. So.